Liebe Zuschauerinnen,
dear listeners, what makes us truly happy and free? What is truly important in our lives? With these questions, we would like to welcome you and invite you to another program in the series, The True School is Life. Today, with a topic, The Right Kind of Learning Raises Our Existence to a Gain in Life. In our program series, we are privileged to present excerpts from teaching hours with Gabriele, the teaching prophetess and emissary of God, aids and teachings from the highest source, the divine wisdom, which can help us all to give our existence on earth a deeper meaning and a gain in life. In the schooling from which we may read today, Gabriele speaks of the fact that we should not look for happiness and joy in life in our fellow human beings or in external comforts, but that the true life is within us, and thus a true gain in life also comes from our inner being. But how is this to be understood? Gabriele explains this and much more. Thus, we can expect a teaching hour with many concrete examples from everyday life. Will you join us? Gabriele explains. If we want to gain life and learn to be in the life that is God, we must first look at ourselves and work on everything that makes us envious, jealous, and quarrelsome toward others. Why? These all too human tendencies, with which we often poison our existence, always indicate that we are dissatisfied with ourselves and therefore often unhappy.
Gabriele continues, one help would be that we basically make ourselves aware that the ego we have created for ourselves is not our true nature, it is not our true being. The all-too-human aspects, our ego, emerged from the fact that we turned our line of sight, our orientation, from within to without. We sought happiness where it cannot be found, in the external world. The one who is constantly searching and has to realize that he does not find anything, becomes dissatisfied. He feels the emptiness within himself. He looks around. He sees some people who, viewed through the glasses of his own deficient condition, seem to be happy in comparison to him. If this fellow human being is rich, for example, the ego of the dissatisfied person immediately draws the obvious conclusion, rich equals happy, and his ego cries out, and me? I want to be rich. There are other fellow people who seem to possess what we lack in order to be happy and satisfied. Consequently, the ego is an insatiable drive that constantly demands. For instance, we want to be loved. We want to be respected. We want to be given gifts. We want this and that. We want to be pretty, graceful, and beautiful. Or others, our fellow human beings, should fulfill what we expect, what our ego demands. They are supposed to make up for our deficits. If they do not, they are to blame for our unhappiness. Then we think we have a right to be in despair, and we shoot reproaches at those around us who are, oh, so unloving and think only of themselves. If we realize that in this way, we are digging ourselves deeper and deeper into the pit of our own ego until, out of so much bitterness, aggression, depression, and despair, we are completely at a loss, we will seize the opportunity that Christ, the inner reformer, offers us. It is not a matter of others fulfilling our every wish. In this time and in the coming one, it is believe in the power of Christ and believe in the true life that is in you. Win your life anew in face of the cosmic power that is Christ.
Gabriele gives us more tips on how we can attain again in life. She says, until now, the causes of our egotistical malady were said to be dissatisfaction with ourselves, others should be the gain of life for us. Now it is, become active in a positive sense, gain your life. Christ is the inner reform. Our daily motto could be, don't demand anything from others. Expect the highest from yourself. Affirm in yourself the positive, giving forces and characteristics. They are there. Find them and apply them. Even if you have to overcome inner resistance, you will experience that many a cloud that darkened your disposition will abate, and the inner sun of the Christ of God will begin to shine in you more and more. Gaining a certain outer contentment, you prepare the way for the inner reformer to make you happy within. Decide not to go against your fellow people, even in your thoughts. That would only make you gray, pallid, and unsightly. The inner reformer that is within you is beauty. From now on, give up the aspiration of finding a soldier of fortune who will make you happy, or an ideal woman who will fulfill your every wish and bring meaning and substance into your empty existence. Know and remember that happiness comes from within. It makes every person graceful and beautiful. Adorn your soul and ennoble the radiation of your body through light-filled thoughts that are pleasing to God.
We heard that happiness comes from within, and our thoughts play a big role in this. Gabriele explains more about the gain in life, and she has several questions as well as some advice about this. Many say, I don't like myself. I am ugly. There is no such thing as an ugly person unless he makes himself so by thinking ugly thoughts or by expecting others to make of him what he desires. If you want, the inner reformer can shape a beautiful picture of life out of you, because those who find their true self find the beauty of life. Beauty comes from within. Beauty is a gain in life, and a gain in life is joy and happiness. Prepare the way for the inner reformer. Whether the person is young, middle-aged, or has already counted many years, everyone must start with themselves. The first question would be, do I respect myself? Let yourself be reformed, because those who do not have self-respect cannot become free of their base nature. which only wants to lean on others, which only expects and demands. The basis of all self-respect is the knowledge of who we are in truth. We should often immerse ourselves in the awareness that in the depth of our heart, we are divine beings, loved by the Eternal Father, endowed with the powers of light of infinity.
Gabriele continued, if we consolidate this awareness by affirming it, by making the effort to focus within, and by striving via self-control and self-recognition to overcome the not good and not divine that we have recognized with the help and the strength of the inner reformer, Christ, then in time we gain distance from our all too humanness. Thus, we identify less and less with our still existing human weaknesses, immoral and unsightly habits. As a result, we can discard them more and more joyfully and easily, and give preference to the noble, fine things that correspond to the light-filled being in us. Prepare the ways for the Lord. Let yourself be reformed. Cultivate positive, God-pleasing thoughts. Then you also care for your body, which should be the image of life. Take soap every morning to regularly wash or bathe yourself. Just as your soul wants to be purified, so does your body require this. Do not forget to brush your teeth, because surely you want to smile or even laugh. Know that the purification of the soul and the care of the body belong to self-respect and also to the mastery of the base ego. Gain inner and outer certainty. As soon as you put order in your thoughts, order will also come into your external life.
Gabriele explained further what order in our life can bring about. The result of self-mastery with the help of the inner light is the care of the soul and of the body. Then your clothes will also be clean. And make sure that your outer garments are the right color and shape for your type. Do not dress too colorfully. This would make you restless and have a disharmonious effect on your disposition and nerves. Learn to feel comfortable in your clothes. Take care to go out of the house looking clean and neat, to remain well-groomed during the day, and not to let yourself go in the evening. Through these external behavior patterns, we gradually gain distance from comparing ourselves to others, from envy and resentment, from wanting to be and to have. We have found our way to ourselves externally. We become increasingly one with ourselves. This causes further positive things. We become more aware of the inner life every day, so that with the Spirit of God in us, we increasingly undertake the inner and outer transformation and thus gain the true life. Another help for giving the inner reformer a chance is a sensible diet, which says, stay moderate in all things. Those who strive for this do not need elaborate diets. Those who stand by their spiritual feeling of worth, who strive to become the image of God, are faithful to themselves and will also be faithful to others and to God.
Liebe Zuschauerinnen und Zuschauer,
dear listeners, Gabriele talks about other aspects of order in our life and gives us the following tips for this. Our external appearance also includes the order and cleanliness of our home, in our cupboards and closets. This means take care of everything around you, because the spirit of infinity, the life, is in everything. Just as you care for yourself, you who are the life from God, so will your surroundings be, including your workplace. Another help for becoming aware of inner experience: those who do not keep their own home in order do not feel at home anywhere. They remain restless wayfarers who make others their servants. I repeat, says Gabriele, those who monitor themselves and look at themselves critically and apply the standard of a spiritual feeling of worth to themselves also take care of their external appearance, because the human being is ultimately the temple of the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit of God is love, beauty, balance, and uprightness. The following applies to every age: those who keep themselves, their thoughts, their whole behavior, their external appearance, and their surroundings in order, are more satisfied with themselves, because they are in harmony with themselves and with what surrounds them.
Gabriele continues, let us realize that those who have found the way to themselves strive to maintain a balance in marriage and partnership. They will also be caring mothers or fathers for their children. At work, at their workplace, they will give their best. Due to their reliability, they will gain trust and be an enrichment in their surroundings. Let us be aware. The train of an externalized existence has departed. The shining taillights no longer give us a foothold. The Reformer, Christ, is the reshaper of every human being who wants this. But he is also the reshaper and renewer of the planet Earth. Those who let themselves be reformed by the inner Reformer, Christ, will be a good example in every situation. They remain calm and level-headed within, and also find the right words and the right measure in all things. Happy are those who sacrifice their egotistical wanting and striving to the one who is the I am in all things. In this way, the human being becomes sincere and finds life. Fear gives way. Truth sets them free. No, truth makes you a happy person. Untruth makes you fearful and unhappy.
Gabriele said more about this. Each one who finds his way to his true self step by step, to the inner Reformer, Christ, turns away from killing or murdering. Killing or murdering takes the life of the human being and the animal. The human being did not breathe life into his neighbor, the human being, nor into the animal. He cannot give breath to any form of life. So he should not wantonly take away the breath, the life, whether human, animal, or plant. The person who keeps his conscience intact will not harm humans or animals, nor will he steal from his fellow human beings, neither pilfer their possessions, nor live off their life energy. Nor will he deprive animals of their habitat, for whoever steals from others, even from animals, thereby endangers his own possessions. People who keep order in their lives, both in their thoughts and in themselves and in their surroundings, apply this standard to themselves in every situation. Those who are faithful to the Christ of God can meet their fellow human beings with open and clear eyes. To be faithful to Christ means to learn. Those who learn daily in order to draw closer to Christ consciously gain life. They become happy. To be happy is freedom. We attain freedom through honesty and justice, toward ourselves and toward our neighbor. What we do, we will do completely. With all our powers of consciousness, we are concentrated in our work and alert in conversations, because we are in communication with the Infinite, the Most High. Life means, among other things, honest giving. It requires attentiveness. This is the alertness toward ourselves and with respect to others, in order to see clearly what they need, what can be said to them or entrusted to them. People who are in all communication, in connection with the life that is omnipresent, are honest and diligent. They are productive.
Gabriele explained the following regarding this. Any dishonesty, no matter in what area, leads to laziness and carelessness. Such people are unreliable and also poor achievers. People who fill out their occupation, for example, embody the corresponding competence. Through concentrated, effective, and purposeful work, they create high quality. They bear responsibility and radiate certainty. Truly competent people maintain their poise and composure in every situation. They are also trustworthy with respect to their colleagues. To live means to be in the spirit of truth in everyday life, come what may. From this, further skills, certainty, and fluency develop. Truly competent people are self-assured, life-affirming, and purposeful. If you don't learn, you don't gain. Right learning, honest practice, in order to raise one's existence to a gain in life, brings security and steadfastness. I understand by this, so says Gabriele, that I meet and treat my fellow human beings as I would like to be met and treated. Everyone has the help to work on themselves, to gain the spiritual values that make life worth living and make us happy. We must learn to think consciously, to question our thinking. Conscious, God-centered thinking leads to conscious living. We must give our existence a God-pleasing substance and thus value. Only then do we begin to live. Those who strive for the inner reformation should always think about the following statement: human beings are what the content of their thoughts are. That is, what is behind their thinking. Whatever we affirm, we make come true. Many a one could now come to think that our life on earth would run very pleasantly if humankind would take to heart the simple rules of life that have been presented here. But why our fellow people? Let us ask ourselves, everyone for themselves, what in each one is opposed to this? Those who keep to the rules of life grow beyond themselves and are also there for others. Those who do nothing or only a little selflessly for others also think only of themselves. Those who think only of themselves divide and separate. Those who learn to do good for others selflessly, without expecting anything for themselves, go within, to the kingdom of the heart, to the life that lasts forever. They do not separate, because they do not bind anything or anyone to themselves.
Gabriele concluded this schooling hour with the following words. People who think cosmically, who help and give selflessly, become happy and free themselves. Thus, the gain in life lies in one's own heart. Dear listeners, in today's schooling hour, we've heard how we can gain happiness and freedom through a conscious life. It is up to us, whether we are young or older, to practice daily and to learn from life in order to make each day of our existence a gain in life. For today, we take our leave of you and look forward to welcoming you back for another program in the series, The True School is Life. Goodbye. And greetings in God.